Hello everybody, welcome to this week's episode of My Latest Obsession, where I'm going to talk about Citadel, Forged in Fire. What is Citadel, you may ask? Well, it recently released on the Xbox One. I know it's been out on PC for a long time, but it's a adventure survival game with a lot of magic, with a lot of fantasy elements. There's dragons and spells and broomsticks and all sorts of things to entertain yourself with, and it's like a survival game minus the hunger meter and the water. See, it's not really a survival game. It's more about creation and building and exploration, definitely. And it's like some of you may be familiar with Ark Survival Evolved, which is a dinosaur survival game. And it's a little similar, except for it's a lot less more taming. You don't really tame animals in this, except for dragons later on, which you use for flight and for attacks. But Ark is use a lot of, you just tame dinosaurs and you use them a lot, and you more rely on other things than the player. But in this game, it's very player driven. There's not really a lot of tames that mean much, except for the dragons, which are very, very late game. You fly around on usually a broomstick, which you get like around level 10, if I remember, level 10 or 20. It's a lot of fun. I've been playing it for a while, for about a week now. It's a really lot of fun. I'm about level 30. There's all kinds of modifiers, so you can play how you want. You can have it really slowly or get a lot of resources really quickly. But the main way the game shines is through its multiplayer. There's 100 people to a server, massive map, tons of stuff to do. There's quests as well, which is fun. But the main focus of the game is to join up with other players and create the most powerful house or alliance. Or they call it a house, but it's like an alliance, like a tribe of players that can reach to the top and rule the server. And it's a lot of fun. I haven't done that yet. I've been messing around in single player, trying to get my roots up before I go into the multiplayer and get destroyed, obviously. But I recommend it. It's a lot of fun. If you have a lot of friends that like games like that and have money lying around, then yeah, I definitely pick this up. I'd wait till it goes on sale. I bought it for $40, which I think is way too much money than it's worth. I'd wait till it goes on sale for 20 or maybe 30 if it improves. But I enjoy it. If you have friends, I'd pick it up. If you don't, it's not worth your time. Yep, thank you. I'll see you next week.